Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's high time. We had a high time together. Together. Yes, it's high time. We had a high time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. And I have been trying to record this podcast all week long. It's been a little bit of a struggle because it was my birthday week and there was a lot going on. My week started by arriving at the Oakland airport at 3 a.m. and I never caught up on my sleep. And my nephew Quentin flew in on Wednesday afternoon and I was so excited to pick him up. And my car broke down before we could even get out of the airport. Y'all, we spent 4.5 hours in the cell phone lot at SFO. It was a nightmare. It was such a nightmare. I just couldn't even believe it. I had a breakdown. He had a breakdown. We ate from the food truck in the cell phone lot. That was his first meal in San Francisco. Oh, geez. So my car gets towed to Marin. I have to figure out wheels the next day. And then we were planning an event to celebrate my birthday. And my caterer couldn't help me. And so anyway, things got a little nuts. And it was an interesting time to practice being present and getting work done, spending time with my family, and being casually baked in the process. And the whole experience got me to thinking about this idea of being professionally high, because as fun as it was that it was my birthday week and I had family in town, I'm a businesswoman and I had shit to get done, and I recognize that I'm good at balancing all of those things and some people aren't. So we are going to talk about it. It's a challenge trying to balance work, family time, personal life, plus all of the travel, and stay organized while churning out solid content for you and for my clients. And add the additional layer of attempting to stay present in the process. In Texas, we equate the feeling to shoveling 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. You may have never heard of it, but you know the feeling. And I wake up every day and do that. I've been called dramatic, but nobody will argue at the amount of shit on my plate. Fortunately, being casually baked, it really does help tremendously. But I'll be the first to admit there's a roadblock to staying on point when you're high, which is why the majority of people that I know opt to only consume cannabis on evenings and weekends. I think it's like they're dating pot. But not me. Weed and I took this shit to the next level years ago. It's the longest commitment I've ever had. It reminds me of Friends. I doobie doobie doo. All right, where was I? Oh yeah, staying on point. Staying on point with pot is difficult due to that pesky short-term memory loss. And there's no discrimination. It doesn't matter if you get casually baked or high as a kite. You deal with moments of scatterbrain. Period. As a businesswoman in the cannabis space, it annoys me to conduct business with someone who can't manage to maintain a professional high. If you want to be casually baked at work, you better perform and follow through if you want to stay in business or keep your clients. Since I've made it my life's work to be professionally lit and highly effective at this game called life, I thought I'd offer up my secrets if you want to try it for yourself. The key is to wake up with the intention of taking care of your future self. I am constantly taking care of future Jo. She is one lucky bitch. I do things for her all the time and just blurt out, "You're welcome, future Jo." And then when said things end up saving my ass, I say out loud, "Yes! Thank you for thinking of me." I'm sure I sound like a nut job, but really, it's all about the planning. In the event world, once a show is complete or a season's wrapped, the team gets together for a post-mortem. We divulge from each of our experience what went wrong, what worked well, what do we want to do differently next time. Getting that stuff sorted out and out of our heads, fresh on the heels of the event, is critical, and it's the key to improvement. Well, when taking care of future you, it's all about the pre-mortem. I'll give you an example. I travel a lot and really like taking the early morning flights. I have no problem popping out of bed at 4 a.m. to leave the house by 5 to catch a 7 o'clock direct flight to wherever. But I'm a hazy morning person, and I tend to autopilot for the first couple of hours. As I'm sure you can imagine, I also like to travel high. That is a fucking cocktail for disaster. The odds of me forgetting a wallet or passport or not packing my makeup or leaving my toothbrush are a sure thing. So I do the little things to set myself up for success. Since I'm a soldier for taking care of future Jo, I check the weather a few days in advance and plan out my wardrobe in my head and make sure everything I want to take is clean. If it's not, I do laundry. When it's time to pack, there are no wardrobe malfunctions. The night before I fly out, I pack an eye mask and earplugs in my carry-on in case future Jo sits next to an early morning reader or worse, a 2-year-old. I love all of my friends and sisters that have 2-year-olds, but motherfucker, I hate traveling on aircrafts with them. So I also pack snacks because future Jo can act like a 2-year-old if she gets stranded without food and turns into a hangry monster. And because I know future Jo will wake and bake no matter the time, I gather her sunski sunglasses, her passport, keys, driver's license, and wallet, and I place them together by the door. When Jimmy, my driver, texts to say he's arrived to take me to the airport, I can walk out the door in confidence instead of having one of those paranoid moments, walking around in circles, trying to remember what I'm forgetting. Okay. Why did I just come in here? Why am I staring at that? Do I need that? What is that for? You know what I'm talking about. I'm just home from a quick trip to Idaho, and I did get stranded in the Idaho Falls Regional Airport, thanks to the Blue Angels. I was there for 4 hours. This is an airport with 2 gates and a snack bar. And I'm telling you, I just wasn't in the mood for a cup of noodles. So I was grateful as fuck to find my Go Macro protein bar and trail mix stashed away. When we finally boarded the plane at midnight, I was so pleased with myself when I silenced the screaming toddlers and the flight attendant's soliloquy with my emergency earplugs and eye mask. Okay, so that's one way to combat the scatterbrain of Bud. Plan ahead and be organized. Another thing that's important to do as a cannabis consumer is to write shit down. When you're high, you'll have aha moments, creative ideas, or flashes of things you want or need to do. If you don't write that shit down in real time, you'll lose it. Trust me. I'm a writer and storyteller, and sometimes ideas hit me at inopportune times, and I always say to myself,
"Ooh, that's so good. There is no way I'll forget that."
But I fucking do. And it is a shit feeling when you realize that you're drawing on an empty well. Don't underestimate the power of pot, my friend. Do write down ideas and action items. Immediately add tasks and meetings to your calendar and use your smartphone's reminder feature. I don't have to remember my daily meetings. I take care of Future Joe by setting alarms and reminders and writing down ideas and inspiration as it comes. Visualizing situations and identifying potential roadblocks is also an empowering activity for the professionally high. Laying in bed at night, have you ever played through the scenario of what you would do if you had an intruder, or maybe devised a fire escape plan? These aren't fun things to think about, but if the emergency ever arises, you can react in a meaningful way without much cognitive effort. This same activity of visualization comes in handy in all sorts of daily situations, and it's critical if you want to be casually baked and productive. From meal planning to family logistics to meetings and business planning, give your mind the space to work through plan A, B, and C scenarios, and then just let it go. And don't think about it anymore. Go do something fun. Simply going through the exercise plants the seed, and when you're actively in the moment, you find yourself just doing without having to give it much thought. I like to cut up and laugh and have a good time, but never at the expense of my professionalism and work output. You know, my dad told me on my birthday that I put too much pressure on myself. And I do, but I like it. I'm one of those weirdos. And in the cannabis space, I engage with a lot of entrepreneurs and business folk who think they are doing a great job of being high at work. But then those same people ask me the same question three times during a 10-minute conversation, and they don't take a single note. You can't see me right now, but I'm shaking my fucking head. It is up to each of us to be highly responsible and honor our commitments to others when we consume. Be mindful of when you use cannabis and honor people's time. If you turn into Chatty Cathy when you get high, please, oh, please don't smoke before you and I have a meeting. If you tend to get quiet and withdraw, maybe don't smoke just before that first date, no matter how much you think you need to chill out. If you get paranoid, maybe lay off the reefer before jury duty. Regardless of the situation, the easiest thing is to simply microdose during the day and really evaluate the amount of cannabis you use during a workday. There are some times when I have a stacked plate and I need to be on the next level. On those days, I don't smoke in the morning, and I only microdose my vape pen when necessary. Are you wondering what my cannabis emergency might look like? So if I'm preparing for a speech or interview and I start overthinking what I need to say or remember, I get really anxious. I'm talking anxiety attack anxious. And I tell myself not to smoke because I don't want to be scatterbrained, which only makes me more anxious, I think. When that happens, I throw a Hail Mary and a microdose. I give myself a quick pep talk, and then I let it go and let it ride. The prep work allows me to just flow, and things usually work out just fine. And when I do screw up, people just assume I'm high. Makes sense. your place fixed up nice. With all those good luck out there this week. If you need help finding your sweet spot or have specific questions about living a responsible cannabis lifestyle, hit me up on email at ask@casuallybaked.com or on my website, casuallybaked.com. If you're pro Casually Baked, share this podcast with a friend. If you identify with the message, please write a review on iTunes. Regardless of what you do, though, don't forget to join me next time. I like having you around. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, produced, edited by the team of Just Joe. Our theme music is by my handsome and fabulous friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with his music, check out his latest album, Gotta Get Back, wherever you are buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out. To me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to Jojo, happy birthday to me. Oh.